Hey guys, this episode is going to be just me and Eddie conversating about the podcast and then setting goals and basically what we kind of see the podcast going in the future and stuff like that. So just make sure you stay tuned. This is going to be a little different on there. This is more related to us. We're going to go deep into our goals, even our goals for the podcast, ask some deep questions. This may or may not go out, so we will see on there.
Or we'll cut some of it out.
Or all of it. Okay, so let me ask the question that's it. So at the end of the year, let's say January 1st, you say, Xavier, bring me the reports. And I brought you those reports on of how many followers we have on here, what was the subscribers, how well the YouTube channel grew, mm-hmm. how many deals we got
so
from
this.
So we're
doing on YouTube?
Let's do what you think the followers would be on all the podcasts.
I think, what's that audio, though? On the podcast that, like, for Apple.
Yeah, Apple. Yeah.
Apple. I'm already happy. Like, we get plenty of people calling us and reaching out to us from there. Yeah. YouTube is still, I feel like it's a brand new baby. So, like.
Yeah. We're getting comments and stuff, surprisingly. Yeah. But on there.
We had a threat, death threat. Well, I can't even say it. Death threat. No, just playing.
I don't think we had one of those yet.
I hope not yet.
Not yet.
I can't wait.
We got to do better. I can't wait.
We need to say something that's offensive.
So, like, this one last person, his name is Scott Nimron.
Yeah,
he just said, I started a mental business, and I appreciate the content. Keep up. That was nice. We haven't got really – we got more messages off of YouTube than we got off the voice messages off of off the podcast, because obviously it's easier to do it.
Yeah.
Another person said, thank you guys for sharing your expertise. Also, thanks for sharing your list. However, I don't see the link to the list.
That's the one I told you in the last one that we did.
Yeah, I sent him the thing. He did it. I think he did it. Well, I sent it to him, though. And I would like information on the name of your vendor in Dallas. I would love to start a throne trip business.
Whoa. That's exclusive.
Yeah, I told him to send him an email. Hello, my plan is to start a throne trip business. They kind of asked for the same thing.
Kind of the same thing. They want to know the plug.
Yeah, for Force. No, this one right here. This is Winnie Atkins. She said that she bought some throne chairs, and for the last 4 months, she haven't booked anything. So she wanted to look at it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see.
Shoot.
Oh, damn.
Tell her to hit us up.
Yeah. So I told her to hit us up on there. She hasn't responded back to it yet.
Okay.
So on there. And then this person had nothing to do with what we're talking about.
They're trying to sell you something?
Yeah. I don't know. So this person didn't make any sense.
Some socks?
Yeah. So this was the funny one, the thing. He said, so all I have to do is stop about that one. In the fastest reading in the world. And then they put laugh out there laughing. This one said, wow. And I said that one thing.
Yeah.
And this guy is what we use for the terms of service. And we talked to them about that, or I sent some stuff to them. And then this guy said, hey, finally you guys make it to YouTube. Proud of you guys. I've been following, listening to you guys for nearly 2 years. I'm sorry, because I know we've been posting, like, barely anything. Hey,
we hit it hard, and then all of a sudden they're like, all right. But it's because we're giving this awesome, you know, we got to go out there in the wild and get these experiences. And then we come back and say, all right, guys. After we're all beat up and like, all right, we found out some stuff. We're going to give you the information so you don't go down that route.
So that's been pretty good right there. So that was good. So that was kind of all the comments we've gotten so far since being on YouTube for a month.
That's cool.
So it's a little bit. So this is the first month. We'll see how it goes. So same where we're at now. We're at 34 subscribers as making of this. By the time this comes out, we're probably going to be more than that, hopefully. We have about 200.
At least two more.
Yeah, hopefully. That's giving me two more than we had before. Yeah. So we have 275 on listeners,
mm-hmm.
or people who subscribe. It's like 600 listeners, but 275 is people who actually subscribe to us.
Yeah.
We have the 34 on here, and then we have about the same thing on Instagram, like 28 or 30 on Instagram. And then we've had two consultant calls. One didn't go all the way through, but one would have went through. I just had a payment thing going. They tried to pay it.
So hopefully they're listening. If you're listening,
reach back out to us. Yeah. And then we have a one person who's turning them into a into the marketing side of doing some work with us over there, so we can help them out. So that's where we're at now. So by the end of the year, knowing where we are now, so it's basically 11 months from now, January. Like, where would you want to see these numbers at? Like if you or what, I was right here. Let's start here. What would be disappointing with these numbers?
Man, to be honest with you, just the fact that I can get on here and somebody's willing to watch or listen to my voice, that in its own, I think it's pretty good. But I mean, obviously, I would like to see more people kind of participate and listen to us because we got good stuff. And I don't really think there's a lot of people out there that, well, we are characters. So I don't know. For YouTube?
Yeah, just start with the followers from podcasts, right. YouTube, Instagram,
give me 1,000
and Deal Flow.
A year.
1,000 YouTube. Okay. So that which, if you don't see that 1,000, you're going to be like, oh.
Then I'm going to be like, I quit.
That's what you're going to know.
Yep. But then you're going to be here by yourself.
All right. Then we'll probably get to 1,000.
Then I'm going to be fishing more.
No, okay, so I'm saying, like, what would be disappointing, I'm trying to say.
Disappointing? I'm not that type of person. No,
but what would be less disappointing?
I don't get disappointed.
Yeah. So at the end of this year, we end the year with zero followers, and we've been working every single day. And
that's fine. Eventually, I think, I mean, unless you remove this, unless you remove it, it's always going to be there, right?
If I'm saying, what if we end with zero?
Well, then we end with zero.
If we, like, you're not going to be like, dang, why are we doing this?
No, I'm going to be like, well, at least my kids can watch this or something.
Yeah. and then they got all one-star reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Now, that'd be cool to get 1,000. Yeah. That'd be
fine. I'm saying, like based on the effort, because you're putting.
I mean, how many people we got on? I think we get more on, like 600, right?
Well, what? No, we have 600 listeners, but 275 people actually subscribe.
That's cool.
On there. So, and I'm saying, like, so what number would that be? So you said 1,000 for YouTube?
Oh, since the listeners are doing so well, you know, I think, I don't know, 2,500?
2,500. Okay. So 2,500 followers or listeners?
Yeah.
Which one?
Followers.
Okay. So people subscribe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's pretty easy, to be honest with you. I haven't even, like, told the groups because I've been just sitting back watching other people because there's other people that put out information too, so I watch them and I just, like, I don't know, the audience is ruthless. They're like tearing them up, but you know, I think
like, what are they saying though? Like, what do you mean tearing them up?
I mean, they're just like saying, like, man, if you get online, they're like making memes about them and like all this stuff.
Like, wait, tell me. Wait, what? Making memes, like, how? What?
Well, they're just like, I don't know. I mean, personally, if they made a meme about me, I'd be like, all right, that's cool, whatever. But I'm just like, man, these poor guys, they're like.
What was the meme that was made?
No, just like, one of them was like a WWE guy, like, like about to, like, slam somebody on the table, and, like, it's that guy he's about to slam. And then, like, the guy that's about to slam on the table is another guy that, like, does, like, you know, sells information and stuff like that on Party Rental. So I'm like, and then they had, like, vice versa, and, like, they were just, like, going ham. I was like,
oh, so it was two groups of people arguing.
Yeah, they're just like different people that, because they're like, oh, like this one's way better than this, like, go with this guy. And I'm just like, okay,
yeah,
I mean, like, it's all information.
Was it like bad information? Did you say something crazy?
I don't, man, that, there's like hundreds and hundreds, and then just people are just like, I don't go too deep into it. I just look at the meme and I just, like, I laugh a little bit, then I move on. I don't go deep into it. It's like, ooh,
yeah,
this stuff's getting juicy.
Cause,
like,
because I know in there was some arguments between two vendors, I guess, on there, which I don't understand. Like, people are like, I don't know. I'm not, you know, all I'm trying to say, it's kind of hard to, like, I don't want to,
like, is it like Coke versus Pepsi kind of thing?
But I don't understand it, but you have to be Coke though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it just realistically, like, I don't know. And it maybe because I'm not saying we're past them, but I joined another group, the NRA group, and they have, like, totally different conversations.
Yeah.
Too. It's like,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, I agree. Because there's a couple other groups that I've joined, and it's just straight professional. It's like, yeah. And it's actually, they're like helpful. They're like, hey, we're running this class if y'all want to join. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's what, okay.
That's when I sent you about.
Yeah, that's actually not too expensive.
Yeah, and that's cool. Like, people reaching out, and, you know, it's good information.
Was it like $75 entry?
Something like $200 or something like that.
Oh, I looked at the wrong one.
Yeah. I think you were looking at the bottom.
Oh, what's the bottom?
I think it was just like, I think it's like a discounted price for, like, I don't remember, but it's a discounted price. Oh, okay, so we don't qualify for that.
Oh, dang.
But I think it was like 200 and some change. But
okay, all but still stuff, cheap. Still
yeah,
cheap.
It's cheap. But yeah. So yeah, I'd be happy with this, you know, 1,000 or, you know, 2,500. That's fine.
Yeah,
so but if we don't hit that, it's not like I'm next thing you know, like, oh no, Eddie, don't do it. And I'm like, yeah. I got a rope, and I'm like, it's life's over.
So if we don't hit 1,000 YouTube subscribers and 25 followers, Eddie's gonna come on this show.
Yeah, it's gonna be you by yourself.
Yeah, Eddie gonna come on the show by himself.
Then I'm gonna send you like little video clips, like, all right, I'm over here out fishing in the ocean.
Well, yeah. Well, okay.
So thanks, guys. You retired me early.
And then you don't have memes of Eddie everywhere.
There you go.
The problem is the people who make the memes, like, is crazy because, like, you're making memes and, like, we're making money. So which one do you want to do? Yeah, I don't know. That's the difference. I've seen people, they do make memes. I've seen people go in there like, let's start the meme train today. I'm like,
everybody needs a good laugh.
I know that.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but, like, but if everybody get on there, this shared knowledge, the whole thing is sharing knowledge. And I'm not saying it back. The actual person who's doing it,
yeah,
I think he's actually trying to do a good job. But it just.
Of course he is.
It's like 14,000 people in there. It's a lot of
people. One thing is, just like, I think working with people, I think you and me both know there's so many different types of people. So, like you can't expect anything less but this, like, you know what I mean? And then you have your spectators, you have the ones that are like pointing the fingers.
Yeah.
And then the guys with the cross ready to crucify, like, that's just the way it is. That's just like how people are. But it's cool. That's why I just sit back and just watch and, like, okay.
Yeah. Cool. But, like, on the other one that I'm on, like, they actually give me, like, really good information on
that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying part of knowledge now.
Yeah.
I think they are. There are certain people. I had a really good conversation with someone about, I forgot his name on there, about YouTube ads. Like, I don't know where my Facebook account at, so I'm using our company's account.
Mm-hmm.
And those kind of worded people out, like, why are you just throwing all this information out? But some people have really good questions. Some people have really good answers. I had a really good conversation with this one gentleman. I guess he's part of the main group part. And he was telling me, we were talking about YouTube ads.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him my experience from using them, and because he was looking at doing some testing. And I don't know how big his business is. I don't know anything that part there. I know a lot of people's businesses aren't that big because the people who have really big businesses that I see on there aren't. You can't be on there every day because you're running your business. But I do see some people asking questions that are really good on there. I see some people just trying to ask questions to get reactions.
No.
In there.
You mean, like, should I buy this water slide or should I buy this bounce house?
Yeah, like stuff like that. Well, make the decision.
Have you bought anything? Like, what does your market want? And, like,
yeah. Yeah. It seemed like we're like, they'll go this brand for this brand, and then it'll be like two well compared brands. And realistically, it's just mostly personal choice.
Yeah.
Like, I see people, no one, like, most people don't have both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't do a real comparisons against that. So maybe people should get multiple brands and just do some research because people can tell that. But I think people are scared to get it wrong when realistically you're not going to get it right, because where you start out now is not going to be where you end up.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. You're going to find better stuff. You're going to find things that work better. You're going to find things that meet the standards.
Well, maybe what they're trying to do is just like skip what they think in their mind's mistakes and get ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So that's why they need to get this ultimate checklist.
Yeah, ultimate checklist. Going to get started. Going to meme us up real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. He's like, man, yeah, can y'all stop talking about that list?
Yeah.
It's like, we understand it's free, but is it really free? Yes, it is free. And I know everyone's like, why would you spend so much time doing that? It just, you know.
We want you to fight about us in the chats and get the memes. I'm
so
joking. Yeah.
So I want all the people that are on our side on the right and the other ones that want to meme it up to the left.
Just start hitting them with the checklist.
Yeah.
But realistically, most people aren't doing the basics, and that's why their business is not growing.
Yeah. And one thing that I always say is, like, you know, like, you and me, when we're little babies, like, we didn't know how to talk. Like, all these things that we learn, and the same thing with this. So that's why we put these, like, little basic things in here, because, like, if you don't know, then, like, we both were saying, you can be going down the wrong path, but you're just naive to the fact that you just don't know the information. So that's why we put this information in here to kind of help out people. And, you know, it's always growing.
And
I think that, you know, a lot of people are starting to pick up and like it. I don't know how the, what's it called for YouTube? algorithm.
Yeah, the algorithm.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but I'm starting to get see some more people like kind of interact and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think we've been making progress. I think for us, it's mostly going to be just consistency.
Yeah.
Which realistically, for any business, you know, these businesses or any business you're running or starting or venture, it's just consistency. You do something well enough, you'll get better at it. More people will notice you on that part, and you'll be able to see if there's something you should do.
Yeah.
I think for us, it's going to be good because this goes into our next thing, which is like, well, I'm going to get my numbers real quick. So I think having everything over 1,000, I'd be happy with. Because I know we have everything on 1,000. Actually, to be honest, I'd be really happy if we just go through the whole year and we post when we're supposed to. Because that right there is going to actually mean more to me, because I don't mind if we lose or whatever, we don't get what we want to, but I'm fine with that as long as we did the right things. I just hate, you know what I mean, I just hate when we don't do the things and then we end up the in basics, the wrong place. Nice, yeah, man. Do the basics. The basics, yeah. Because like for a long time, even us right here, when I say that, like the basics are simple, but basics are hard to do. And we still are working on our basics and getting everything down. That's why we're putting stuff in here. Every time we figure something out, every time we realize that this needs to be changed or what situation this might not be good in, we put it in the checklist. But you have to follow these basics and know this stuff before you get out there. We've had like almost 20-something people who reviewed the checklist already. I know it's not a lot, but for us it's a lot. So we have people, the first time people actually join stuff that we actually wrote. We don't, you know, we're not like authors or nothing like that. You know, we're simple men.
Yeah, I'm simple.
Simple man.
Yeah, super simple.
So it's just good to see people getting good feedback back and people enjoying it and stuff. And then people getting stuff out of it that they can use in their business. Even if they're not starting out, they're seeing things that they can use. Like I think most people can use the financial section here by far. The review session, because looking at most people's reviews, they don't focus on it. That could be huge right there. If you're starting out, then we have tons of stuff for you, like with the vehicles, the warehouses, all that stuff in here, and it's just free. All it really is just your email that you give us and everything. But, yeah, if we in over 1,000 across the board, I'll be pretty happy. If we do this whole thing this whole year.
You're going to throw away your mic?
Yeah, if we do this whole thing this whole year and we only get – if we get no more deals, we don't build our reputation more – or we don't do the greedy stuff that I want to get from this. And then not just, I don't care about people's money, but more about what I get from this like on there. If we go through that and we have zero following, you know, our reviews go down to somehow go to ones and stuff.
Now I'm going to say, come join the dark side.
Yeah. Then, yeah.
And you're going to start fishing with me more.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like, can't fish here no more.
It's like, I hate it.
But I'm just being real. That's something that would bother me on there if that was that. Okay, another hot topic question. So we're going to be saying stuff. And I said this earlier, I don't know if you think. I think in the future, having this venue will not be worth the time of it. That's my high take.
Yeah.
So, clear notice, we basically make 50% profit to 100% profits, depending on the month. Slow months, we make 50%, or we make, I guess, double what the cost we get out of it. When busy months, we might make, was it 4 to 5? Other ones make 3. Just depends on each month. But this is profit too. This is not revenue. This is profit.
Yeah.
So I'm saying in the future, specifically by the end of this year, the effort put in here will not be worth the time allocation. Doesn't mean that preference is going to be about to go in. Not saying this is a bad idea. Not saying any of that stuff. I'm just trying to say that like, just the rentals just are. Just will give us more. And give us more or less issues.
Is that right?
Yeah, because when you have to run somewhere.
Run?
Yeah.
I don't have to run anywhere except right. This place. Yeah, you're right. Because I'm the only one that's doing like the showings because I don't live very far from here. Yeah. And then we're going to get another one too.
Yeah, and it would not be worth it then either.
Yes, it would.
But we still would get it though. It would
be nice.
Because then
it'll be in Dallas.
Yeah. It would be nice. But one thing I will say, this is space is worth it for. When you combine all the gatherings we have with our families, our friends, not just the money,
company,
doing this in here, this is our first time in space to do this right here. We can do it on a regular basis. I think that's the reason why we're going to be able to stay consistent on this right here. And we're already out like 8 or 7 weeks ahead too.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be, that's a big difference on there. So I would say, yeah, is it worth it from that standpoint? Yes, because what our plans are in the future, I think doing the podcast is going to, as we have already seen, have given us credibility to do certain things that we're able to do, because we're just putting our knowledge out there because we do things a little bit different. As you see, most people that might be out there might think different ways or do stuff different ways. We're really into pushing this into the future and the new age stuff. Like we have a back end team that's outsourced. We save money that way. We run our ads different than we do other people. We have our stuff's probably documented more than other people.
A lot
more documented on that stuff.
Maybe, you know what we should do? Maybe we should just so people can see, do a share screen and kind of show everybody, even our chats that we have, chats. Our CSR chats, our dispatchers chats, our White Stable, which is a venue chats, our staffing chats.
Yeah, we'll do that one day. We'll do that one day. We'll go to the mouse.
They're like, wow, you have all these employees. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're building this on there. This is, we started out, this was just for us to get freedom. And then we realized that,
What freedom? Now, I mean, realistically, No, realistically, right now, we're just sitting here doing this podcast. Operations is, what time is it right now? It's 3 o'clock, and it's in February. Operations is still going on right now. Phone calls are being taken. I could see stuff on the chat. People are hey, could we do this? And then our manager's yes, we can do this. There's all sorts of stuff and it does give you freedom. Once you have the system set up and procedures, everybody follows in a hierarchy, this morning, I was fishing this whole time. If it wasn't for this, showroom, I would have still been out there fishing, but
yeah, you don't catch fish.
To be honest with you, that's probably more. I didn't catch anything up to this point.
So you said, let me come get.
Because I was all right, I'm going to go to the honey hole. And then, so it's just been raining. So people that fish, you know what's up. So it's really tough when it's been raining and the creeks are really muddy. So I was man, nothing's biting right now. It's murky.
Why don't you go out there with the, what you call it, with the nets?
With the nets? Yeah. that's all I need, game warden come get me.
You're hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, but, stuff like that, you know, it does give you freedom, but we work so hard up to this point, and there's still a lot of hard work to be done. But I think the actual backbreaking blender is pretty much finished. But me personally, I know me and Xavier talked before. There's a certain point you're supposed to kind of back away, because even you said there's a magic.
I didn't say magic. I did not say magic.
Well, go ahead. Tell me, since you know the conversation, go ahead. Since it came out of your mouth, I don't want to put stuff in your mouth. Go ahead.
It's like we talked about on the podcast before this, limiting beliefs. So when we're talking about beliefs, and I learned this, I'm paraphrasing this. I'm not the author of this right here.
Yeah, you are.
You know, this is some whole thing it dives into on this right here. And I'm not going to go the religious route, because you believe what you believe. This is something different specifically of how the world is. So the world, when we come out, we say the world is this way. And most times, majority of the time, the world is completely different, because really every single rule was made up by somebody. Mm-hmm. So the world is not that way. So when we first started, even though I was accustomed to spending money on ads, I didn't realize that literally, because the system tells you on the ads and stuff like that, that if the more you spend, the more you get. So if you want to get more, you need to spend more. But I had a roadblock of that belief at a certain point where I'm like, I don't know what if it doesn't come back. But everything has shown that it will come back. That's one right there. So it's a belief that I believe that was limiting me from moving forward. And it wasn't any skill set, anything like that. It was just something I didn't understand, because I didn't understand ads. I didn't understand how this world worked enough to understand that, even though I've practiced this stuff. But it's a whole different subject when it starts coming to your own money.
Yeah,
It's easy to say this stuff when you're using somebody else's using somebody else's company as $100 million, and you're spending $1 million, and it's fine. Do that. I was we need to spend more money. It's easy. I say that, but now being on the other side, and it's been challenging. It's more challenging.
You're like, this. My precious.
My precious. My precious.
I don't want to give it out.
And then Eddie's like, you need to push it. I'm like, no, Eddie. What I said, maybe. What if it's not true?
It's been true up to this point. What's different besides the dollar amount?
Yeah. So that's one.
Yeah.
Another one. Which I almost just
forgot. That's not even what I was talking about, but that's good stuff. Keep it going.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I was talking about. No.
You were because remember when I was I like to go out there and do the work sometimes. Well, I've always liked to be hands on, and you're like, well, you're like, you know, the magic ain't the same when the owner's over there doing the same work as, you know. As
yeah.
The,
oh, you mean that? Oh,
yeah, that's what I meant. But that was good. I didn't interrupt you. I was like, okay.
I thought you meant magic, but the magic pill thing.
No, not that one.
Okay, but okay, yeah. So that right there. Yeah. So I didn't know what you were talking about first. But yeah, so generally when you're working hand to hand with everybody on the team, when you're smaller, it's a good way to motivate more people to go out and do more things with you. They see you grinding and they're grinding. But at a certain point, you have to be able to build some type of boundary with them, with your employees or people to realize that, like, well, the owner is doing this, or as we call it, founders of what we have positions, we're doing this to push the company forward. And people generally don't, not saying not everybody, but it is better. You're perceived to be a better company as your founder, CEO, or COO is doing what CEOs and CEOs do, operating a business, coming with systems in place, working on finances, you know, even hiring, all that stuff right there. But because when someone gets out there and they're working, you're working right next to them, hey. it makes the company seem smaller. People want to be in places that where, like, you know, they are stable. Yeah. And when the owner has to come back out and work stuff, not saying that's a bad problem, but I'm saying, like, it doesn't thrust like that. You are stable.
Trust, like, you're stable.
You're stable. And most people want stable jobs that's going to be here. And so you have to make that perception. Yeah. I'm not saying you should fake it and you should hire 50 people.
No.
You know,
but like even like, you know, like you were talking about freedom. Like one thing is like I had like, you know, we talk about transition. Like once you get to the point where you can do those kind of things and transition to your freedom, I guess you can say. I don't know. Even in just my upbringing, I've always been like, I've always worked with my hands. And they used to call me jack of all trades. I'll figure it out. But I now, like,
you jack something else.
No. But now, you know, like you said, like I don't have to do it, but like sometimes I just, I don't know, I pull up and everybody's like, hello, like everyone's like doing their best, you know, behavior.
On your best behavior.
And like, well, I mentioned a while back, like I think the last time, I think it was Aaron. He was like, hey, the van doesn't have gas. I was like, okay. and he was like, aren't you the owner? And I'm like, yeah, I'm the owner. And he's like, okay. I was like, hey, just get with the dispatcher. I think that's what the procedure is anyhow. And he's like, oh, don't you just give me gas money? I was like, no, it doesn't work that way. Like, what if I'm not here? Like, pretend like I'm not here. Like, just do what you're, like, I'm not here to get gas money or go get lunch, you know.
It's not because Eddie don't think he's above them or
anything. No, nothing just, like that.
The processes.
Yeah, because, like, to be honest with you, like, I've gotten better at this, but, like, man, I used to be, like, all over the place. No one suspected that I was the owner. Like, I was just working, just doing normal stuff and, like, you know. But so, like, I don't know, even now, like, I still do a little bit of stuff, but not really. Like, I don't do like deliveries. Actually, what are you talking about? I don't do anything. I'm supposed to repair some chair. They're like, can you help us repair? I'm like, oh, I know how to do that. And then I just, literally yesterday, and that's what I was talking about when I was fishing. Like, you were like, if y'all don't know, we do like manager meetings. And I think it's every Tuesday. It was supposed to be Monday, but.
Every Tuesday, but we do it Wednesday because someone was out.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody has the floor, and they're like, all right, how's the warehouse team? Because right now I'm kind of taking over care of the warehouse team because I got rid of our last manager. And I'm like, oh, everything's great. And then
let me do the context first. So everybody went through on every single department.
Very detailed.
Very detailed, like, on what's going on.
Our team is so-and-so is awesome. They did this. And then, everyone hand claps like, all right, good job.
Yeah, everything's going around. We're talking about the risks and issues that's going on in the business. Stuff that relates to other stuff. Things that's coming up. Everybody has some issue. Then we get to Eddie, which we already pushed him to the last. He should have been first on there. But we pushed him to the last. And then he does this.
Then I'm like, Eddie, can you tell us about the warehouse? I'm like, there's not much to say.
No. Actually, what he said.
Remind me, because like, I'm going to tell you, because I'm pretty sure you didn't know, but like, I literally, like, when it was my turn, I'm like over here hauling. I'm underneath a bridge, okay? And it just rained. And I'm underneath this bridge, and it's all muddy. and I have a kayak and I have these wheels and I'm trying to like pull this kayak, and the thing went down like probably like 5 inches in the mud, and I'm trying to push it with my weight. And they're like, all right, Eddie, can you give me some information? And I'm like, all right, well, let me think about it. Everything seems fine. Operation's doing great.
No, that's not what you said, though.
All right, well, go ahead. I'm just elaborating.
What you said was like... Because what you said was like, you went on there and you were like, well...
Go ahead, come on.
I'm trying to say it. You were like, well, you're like... They ain't brought no issues up to me, so it must be good, or something like that. I'm like, what do you mean they didn't bring no issues up to you? He's like, well, I haven't been there in a little bit. And I was like, what? Like,
you haven't heard any complaints.
Yeah, you said something like that. I haven't heard any complaints. I'm like,
then everyone was quiet because like nobody wants to say anything against one of the owners. Xavier's like the only one that's like, what? Well, I forgot what you said. Okay. But then, like, today, he was like, hey, we were talking. I was fishing again. And he's like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, you having, like, a midlife crisis or something? I was like, what do you mean?
What you got from that?
Yeah, that's all I heard. I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, he's like, you know, the other day at the meeting, you didn't really participate. And I was like, I said, like, everything's good. Place isn't on fire.
Seems good to me.
And then he's like, he didn't recognize anybody. I was like, I mean, like, everybody's doing their job. So,
but then you said the thing about Kelly.
Yeah, you're right about Kelly. That. And that's one thing I was saying, like, you know, Kelly, she took the initiative. And, like I told you, I was supposed to fix that chair. And since I've never showed up for... 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
What you been doing for 4 weeks?
Well, because I told her I was going to fix it, and she just said, you know, I'm going to take initiative, and I'm just going to fix it. And I was like, wow. She sent me some pictures and said, you know, I fixed these chairs, and I painted them everything. I was like, wow, they look brand new. It's like, that's awesome. But I don't know. You got to kind of know me. Like, even my family, like, my sister works with us. I don't give anybody recognition, to be honest with you. Like, I just expect it. Like, everybody, like, same thing with me. Like, I'm expected to get up and do what I need to do, bring home the bacon, and make sure the company's running right. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm just the type of person I am. I'm kind of like, I'm nice, but then at the same time, I'm like, you know, I'll give you the shirt off my back if you need
and then strangle you with it.
But I don't know. At the time, I was being short and just wanted to tell you, yeah, everything's great. I just wanted to move to the new warehouse already, like, because, like, I know there's stuff that goes on in day-to-day operation. It's just, I'm just ready to move over there that way. Because right now I have my hands tied behind my back. I can talk about it all I want, but, you know.
Let's talk about this right here, then. So, what did you talk about?
Nothing, go ahead. So, we're just going to be just talking all through this whole thing? Well, I'm actually going to be surprised if somebody just listens through this whole thing.
It'll be somebody.
Somebody? Okay.
Somebody.
Can y'all message us if you're listening to this point?
If you get to this point right here.
Say, Eddie, I listened through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Give me my time back.
Yeah. And then just do that right there. And then if you get to the end and you say, if you say pineapples and you coming it down in the end, you know, the first person to do that, we'll give them a freaking hour of consulting.
There you go.
That's like, cool. Yeah, we do that. And then if we don't see nobody for 10 years and this thing finally pops up, that we know what it is. Just coming in there. We know what it is. We'll see on there. But pineapple, remember that. Just put pineapple and then put your email. But, yeah, so we're just doing like an update on everything and kind of our general thoughts on things. I think going into this year, I should do another hot take.
Okay, go for it.
I believe the next people we bring in here as management are going to make us obsolete. You might already feel some towards that, but I'm saying, like, completely.
I mean, I already got my foot out the door. I'm ready to go on other adventures.
Adventures? Trying to get out the rental space?
No, I'm not going to get out the rental space. I'm still going to be observing stuff, but realistically, like, our systems are getting better. And, I mean, you should see our documentation, like, and even we've got new folders. We got to move all our stuff, which I didn't move anything. I was given a deadline to, like, move at this date. And everybody's like, all right, Captain. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, hey, you haven't moved any of your stuff over. It's It's like, it'll get there. And at this point, like, you know.
Did you move anything still?
No, I haven't moved anything.
I've been finding things that you had. Me and Eric were finding.
Hey, I did not share that with you. Yeah. Like, do not go through my stuff. Why do you have my password?
And you know the thing crazy? You said we didn't have nothing written. And then I went into the warehouse. And I seen, like, there's, like, 50 pieces of paper on here that are written out of stuff to do. And I'm like, I know you didn't write these on notes and then just print them. These are probably on Google Drive. So you should put those in there.
Yeah, I will. Eventually.
Yeah. And then I seen you started doing your you start doing your breakdown the other day.
Breakdown of what?
Of the new warehouse where you're gonna put stuff at.
Oh yeah, yeah. I already have it in my head.
No, I said you already have it. You said yeah. And then next time I look over at you writing it down.
Yep. Yeah, I knew that was gonna tickle you.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on? But yeah. I'm excited. But we're gonna cut this one off right now. We've been talking this about 40 minutes. I appreciate you. Hope you guys learned something from this.
It's 40 minutes?
Yeah. Get the checklist on this right here if you haven't got it. I think it's like 30 minutes, actually. But we appreciate you guys so much and looking at it, everything that we do. We've been pre-recording a lot of these and doing a lot of these at once so we can get enough of them out so you guys can keep the content going. If you want a more structured guide to this, checklist, that's where it's at. Yeah, if you want any consulting, you want to reach out to us, or you want to join one of the cohorts. We don't have one available for anytime soon now, but because they've been taken. But if you're listening to this, you got some cash and stuff, and instead of doing the work you want us to do, or you want to partner with us so you can get some type of passive income from it, from starting a new place, a new location, get some equity too, reach out to us. There's a link down below that you can schedule a time to talk to us. But other than that, thank you guys so much for watching, listening. Rate and review this. 5 stars only. You know how we feel. And subscribe to us on YouTube if you haven't. And I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See you guys. Pineapple.